Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. This week, we celebrate the birth of Christ. Now, the society around us celebrates Christmas in most forms in an ungodly way. But I am so grateful that we as God's people have the opportunity to celebrate the birth of Christ freely. There are a lot of countries in this world where Christianity is forbidden and it is not legal to celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ, in a right way at all. It's not legal to sing Christmas carols. It's not legal to play them in stores, in various public places. It can't be done. But I just praise God that here in America, even in spite of all the sin that abounds on every hand, we are still blessed. You can still walk into a Walmart store and hear Silent Night, Holy Night, All is Calm, All is Bright, or Joy to the World, the Lord is Come. It's amazing. We are so blessed. What a privilege we have to celebrate the birth of Christ in a right way. I am so blessed by that. I'm so grateful that God has given us that opportunity. Well, this week, being the week that we celebrate Christ coming as a child, as a baby, I wanted to consider some of the names of Jesus Christ. In Isaiah, when the prophecy was given there, in the 9th chapter, that Christ was coming, there were different names there that were given that Christ would be. The first one was Wonderful, then Counselor, then the Mighty God, then the Everlasting Father, and then Prince of Peace. And there are many, many other names in the Bible that were given to Christ. Another one was the Bread of Life. Another one was the Light of the World. And we could probably spend a whole session just talking about the different names of Christ. Well, this morning I'd like to talk about the name Wonderful. The name Wonderful. The word Wonderful, as it was given there in the book of Isaiah, the Hebrew word for wonderful, literally translated, means miracle or marvelous thing. And truly, the birth of Christ was a miracle. Mary, who gave birth to Christ, was a virgin, never having gone to bed with a man. We believe that by the Holy Spirit, Mary conceived in her womb the Lord Jesus Christ and was still a virgin when she gave birth to him. How marvelous is that? That's a miracle, to be sure, and an incredible event. Truly, it is a wonderful thing. Mary herself asked the angel Gabriel, when he was sent to inform her that she was to be the mother of the Messiah, she asked this. She said, How can it be, since I have not lain by a man? And Gabriel answered her with these words, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And then he concluded his answer by saying, For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Wow, how wonderful is that? What a marvelous thing. The miracle of Christ was lived out on this earth in the years that he lived while growing up and in his ministry. Never was there a child like it? Because he was not born with a sinful nature like we are. He was absolutely a perfect child. Never did he fight. Never did he grab another child's toys. Never did he strike back when mistreated by other children. Never did he speak respectfully to his parents. Never did he refuse to obey his parents, not even one time. He lived a sinless life. Sure, he was tempted like you and I are tempted, yet he was without sin. That in itself is a miracle. What a marvelous thing. And I believe that as Christ grew up in his adolescent, his youth years, I believe there were others, perhaps some of the young folks in the community there, that knew that his mother became pregnant before Joseph and Mary were actually living together. And for that reason, he was accused of being born out of wedlock and living under that stigma. And yet, in all of those things, and with those false accusations that were made toward him and against him, yet he was without sin. He never once fought back. He never talked back to those who spoke rudely or disrespectfully to him. Never, not once. He was without sin. Sure, he was tempted, and yet he was without sin. What a miracle. What a marvelous thing that Christ could live that life. Truly, he is wonderful, is he not? And the Word of God is true. He is wonderful. Truly a marvelous thing. Well, I praise God for that. Lord, this morning we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for giving us the Lord Jesus Christ, that wonderful Messiah. His name shall be called Wonderful. And Lord, we thank you that he was wonderful, a miracle, a marvelous thing. And Lord, may that reality go with us and live with us as we live day by day. How we thank you for our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray this in his precious name. Amen. May God bless your day.